Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh, guess what time it is, you guys?
Oh, what
time to get somebody in the running for $1,000.
Oh.
Stuff. S-T-U-F-F. Stuff. S-T-U-F-F. Text STUFF to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000. That number again, 72881. STUFF is this hour's code word. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Why shouldn't it be you? Message and data rates apply. 72881, this hour's code word, STUFF. Just STUFF.
Mm.
Thank you, though, Hooman. Oh, speaking of Hooman. Do not forget, we are peaking for the week today at 9:15.
That's correct, everyone. We'll be reviewing The Upside, Kevin Hart, Bryan Cranston, and Academy Award-winning actress Nicole Kidman.
I mean, that is a pretty star-studded cast.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
Doesn't sound like you liked it, though.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Everybody was
kung fu fighting.
Well... I mean, I'm sure you've seen worse movies, right?
Oh, yeah. Way worse. Suburbicon. Anyone see Suburbicon besides me?
No, who's in that?
George Clooney. He directed it.
Suburbicon.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
I saw Suburbia.
Yeah.
With that angry kid.
Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah, that kid.
Yeah.
That was pretty good, actually.
Disturbia.
Oh, is that what it was called?
Wasn't it?
It
was like Suburbia, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. It was... Anywho.
Right.
John Lasseter has a new job.
Oh, what is it?
Well, surprise, it has to do with animation. So, as you may recall...
That guy was batting 1,000. No one bats 1,000, and he was.
Mm-hmm. He was.
I don't know what he did.
Well, I'll tell you what the allegations are.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't sound like, you know, it just sounds like he got kind of handsy with people that
worked
for him.
Well, the weird thing is...
He was a hugger, big time.
When I got to meet him, the first thing you guys said is, he's going to hug you.
Yep.
He's going to hug you. And
he's going to hold on to you for a long time.
Yeah, he's
going to
really hug you. Not just... And I was like, great. But he didn't pinch my butt. He didn't do that both hand on the butt cheek hug. He gave me a normal hug.
Right.
I felt okay with it.
Yeah, it did seem like you got a good, regular old hug.
But he's a
but
big,
you knew
smiley
you were
guy.
A hug, right?
I did.
He's
I was warned.
I had nothing but good feelings about John Lasseter.
Big,
I didn't
smiley
work with him
guy
every day.
Wearing a big, bright Hawaiian type shirt.
Yeah, he was always wearing the fun.
It's not me.
What it is? It's my speaker. Remember
yeah,
I was acting up
yeah.
yesterday?
What the heck?
See? Everybody was pointing at me.
You know
everybody,
what?
Was pointing
everybody was
at
me. Pointing at me.
Yeah. I'll have Brian take a look at it today.
Yeah, it sounds like nails on a chalkboard.
You know, I reached out to John and Nancy when all this went down. We were all supposed to get together and then...
Nancy, you mean his wife?
Yeah. And
oh, I think that's over.
Oh, no, they're still together. They're still together.
They've been together for years and
forever.
Years.
Yeah,
like
so
five kids or something, right?
So like I was, yeah, they were like, all right, let's meet up at this time at this place, and I waited and waited and waited. I think they forgot about me.
Oh.
And then like I got a note as I was driving home because I'd been up there for like 3 hours, and they're like, are you still up here? I'm like, no, I already left. So.
Well, it was nice of you to reach out to them. You know, that's the thing. I mean, in this whole Me Too thing, a lot of people have gone down. And many rightfully so, and others, you know, have sort of been sucked into the whole thing. And I did not work with this guy, so I don't know, you know, what these people experienced. But I, you know, if someone's a hugger, they're a hugger. And I would put up with that when we would see him. I don't really want to hug every stranger that I
I don't
come
at all
in contact with. But that was, you know, we were told that's who he is. So some of the things, let me see if I can find like a specific. You know, I'm just going to read you this story.
Allegations, are you thinking? Kissing, hugging.
Right, kissing,
and
hugging.
And making,
comments.
Pointing out. Yeah.
Right.
the attributes.
Even in
of
like meetings or something, like mm-hmm. to, you know, say something inappropriate in front of a room full yeah. of people. So John Lasseter, Pixar co-founder, he was forced to resign from Disney company in June after complaints about unwanted touching in the workplace. He is joining Skydance Media.
This oh, is, you know who that is?
I do.
I don't.
Go
I
ahead.
Don't.
That's Larry Ellison's son. He single-handedly funds all of Tom Cruise's entire career, all the Mission Impossible movies.
So this is a production company that's affiliated with Paramount Pictures, and it is, in fact, the son. It's David Ellison. He founded Skydance in 2010 with money from Dad.
That's right.
But clearly knew what he was doing with it and was tied in. Oracle billionaire Larry Ellison.
Mm-hmm.
So
man, Oracle's making the news
yeah,
today.
Yeah, they just bought a ballpark. Yeah.
David Ellison said yesterday that John Lasseter has been named the head of a new department at Skydance. It's called Skydance Animation. 61-year-old John Lasseter will start this month. They said of him, John is a singular, creative, and executive talent whose impact on the animation industry cannot be overstated. And that's true. He's amazing. And yet we did not enter into this decision lightly, Ellison went on. John has acknowledged and apologized for his mistakes and during the past year away from the workplace has endeavored to address and reform them. In his statement, John Lasseter said he'd spent time in deep reflection, learning how my actions unintentionally made many colleagues feel uncomfortable, which I deeply regret and apologize for.
I actually don't think, and I don't know what kinds of things he was saying in meetings or whatever, and right. I don't know if he was going in for the face kiss or what, but I do think that it's he needed to reflect on your theory that hugging makes everyone more comfortable and more familial is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
In most workplaces, people just don't want that. They're like, I'm here to work, and then I'm going to go home and I don't need you to be treating me in any kind of way other than an employee.
Like, what are we going to hug every day?
Yeah,
now?
I don't
and
need
that
to feel
is
weird
what with some
when I see you. I don't right. need to know that, he's coming in for a face kiss again. Great.
Like I know he does that, every day.
And I know that many yeah. people feel like, but that's me trying to show you. Mm. But I'm not down with that. Right. We're in the workplace and I'm not in agreement. And you and I have had this conversation many times. I've seen you. Where I'm like, you're hugging some dude to say goodbye, and that dude, I'm like, you better not hug me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's very few people. Fronty's a guy. All right, we'll hug.
Well, Fronty's not going to take no for an answer. He's a hugger. He really is. You know, he'll right. come up and he's going to stand right next to you, and if you don't put your arms around him, then you're the only one without the arms around.
And I've gotten much better about it with yes. age, for sure. But I do feel like, yeah, in a general way. Don't force yourself on me like that.
Yeah, it's funny because there are certain people that I have no problem. Like Fronty, I get nothing but good vibes from
right.
him. But, even a guy like that, if you worked with him and every single day, he was hands on you. It is a workplace thing. And I do think that we delude ourselves into thinking what we're doing is fine. And if we really knew people's thoughts on it, sometimes I'm sure that we would be forced to change our ways. So anyway, John Lasseter, the force behind Toy Story and Cars and Frozen and, years and years and years of epic animation through Pixar, says he plans to build Skydance Animation the same way he built Pixar, but with a new commitment to safety, trust, and mutual respect. The accusations against John Lasseter never rose to the level of some of what we've heard in this Me Too movement is appalling. Like horrible things that happen to people.
Well, some of it's rape.
Yes. And
so,
it's all sort of power play, power misuse. I didn't feel like his amounted to that. But it was a warning that, look, this inappropriate behavior is inappropriate behavior and it's going to get called out. So it's good that he had some time to think about it. And hopefully he has come to these new conclusions. So the Hollywood Reporter cited grabbing, kissing, and making comments about physical attributes by Lasseter in meetings, at work events, particularly when he had consumed alcohol. And staff members also said that he had become increasingly domineering over the years. As, being the number one, being the boss.
As anyone probably would. It would take a pretty special person not to get conceited
right.
and full of yourself as you're... I just said it. The guy was batting 1,000.
Mm-hmm. Everything he touched turned to gold.
Mm-hmm.
So, word spread this week that he was close to finding new employment, and several women involved with the Me Too movement noted that Lasseter expressed no regret for his behavior or discussed efforts to reform when he left Disney in June. They put him on leave in November of 2017, and at that time, he sent an email to employees at Pixar and the separate Walt Disney Animation Studio apologizing to, quote, anyone who has ever been on the receiving end of an unwanted hug or any other gesture they felt crossed the line in any way, shape, or form. So there's sort of two sides on that as we ended. But anyway, congratulations. John Lasseter is joining Skydance Media in the Skydance Animation Department, and I, for one, wish him luck.
I do, too.
I think he's an amazing, talented person. I also think this person is amazingly talented, but yikes! What's going on with R. Kelly?
We're going to review his documentary next week on the air.
Oh, so you guys are going to watch the whole thing and do a review.
Who's we?
So I had a screener sent of the Abbott and Costello movie to me, Yuzette, Sarah, and Bryn.
Yeah.
So if all of us could watch that, and we can talk about that, and then we can also, me and Bryn and Yuzette will talk about
this. Is what you
culling.
Have planned for next week?
Yeah, this is what I'm hoping.
Okay. Only if it shows up on my on demand. Where are you gonna get yours?
Bryn got us a private thingy.
I didn't get anything yet.
I'm gonna look into it.
You guys still talking about the Stan and Ollie, or are you talking about the R. Kelly?
R. Kelly.
Okay, yeah. So you got some kind of link to an R. Kelly.
Yeah, we'll get
it. Isn't the R. Kelly just on regular TV?
Yeah, it's
on
Lifetime.
It is, but she's saying it wasn't showing up on demand.
On my on demand.
And to be honest, I haven't looked yet, but I'll find it.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know.
How does Stan and Ollie become a part of that?
Because he's going to review that. That's next week's review. Stan and Ollie and
not,
the R.
Okay,
Kelly.
Okay, they're only associated
because he's planning on doing stuff with them.
He's plugging his peak of the week.
Make I don't know God if I'm going to get to that Stan and Ollie thing, man. I'm busy this weekend.
Oh,
seem
like man. A busy person.
You've been busy since your family has moved out here.
I am busy all
you never
the
have
GD
any
well,
downtime.
But this is good. Rick's a nice visit for you, and the band's going to jam. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. You got to get all those songs down for the show.
There's no show.
There's going to be a
there's
show.
There's no show.
Oh, there's a
there's
show.
No show. There's no show. Just, you know, long lost buddy. R. Kelly is still being booked for concerts, just not here.
Mm-hmm.
Germany will take him. No problem.
Yeah.
I guess that ever since, you know, a couple years ago when all this sort of like R. Kelly thing, and wasn't there like a, was it like hashtag mute R. Kelly or?
There was. I've been seeing that for the past few days.
But that's been around for a little while because there were a bunch of radio stations a couple years ago that stopped playing R. Kelly music. And I don't know if it sort of wormed its way back in there. But just recently, in the last couple of days, I've seen that a couple radio stations are like, that's it. We're just not going to play any anymore.
It's too bad because, like you said, he's talented.
He is talented.
I don't know much. I've never played R. Kelly in my car, on the radio, anywhere.
Play ignition.
What I know of the guy is that the rumor was he had somehow illegally married Aaliyah at the age of 14. Like, I don't know if
she
got her a fake ID or
they
what
did.
Their deal.
There was fake ID.
So right. I don't
her
even know.
Fake documents.
Got her away from him and
this is
the
all
thing.
Stuff that I've just heard. I don't know. I never read a
well,
story about it.
Supposedly she was pregnant.
Okay. See, this is all the rumors. I don't have any. Part. But enough is out there that you'd think, if I could hear that without trying, you'd think people would be able to know what this guy's up to.
Right. Well, that's what this docuseries is all about. Let's tell everyone what this guy's up to. And who knows? Oh, last night, I guess he was celebrating his birthday at a club in Chicago or something.
Yeah.
And somebody either pranked the police or somebody faked a warrant or something. Mm-hmm. And they called and said, he is at this club and there's a warrant for his arrest. And the cops showed up and I guess they were like trying to. And he's like, well, where's the warrant? Where's the warrant? And then
there was no warrant.
And they were like, oh, well, we were just told that there was. And he goes, well, there isn't. So bye.
See ya.
So it was just like a weird cop interlude. And then they all tucked their tails between their legs and walked out.
Oh, yikes.
I know. Anyway, so he's booked for, let's see, in April, some performance in Germany, Ludwigsburg. Tickets are $115, and if you want to do a little meet and greet, you can get them for $355.
Oh,
little meet and greet.
What does that include?
No doubt.
I'm sure there's a long list of things that are included. he also...
I have to take it back. The other thing I heard, because I heard another thing, is has to do with taking a shower, but you're not in a shower,
yep.
and it's not actually water.
Yep.
Yes.
That I heard, too.
Yep. But you heard all the great solutions.
Well, I don't
stuff.
Know. I don't. That's these are things I've heard. I never went looking for it.
Right.
I never read it. I don't know if it's true. But is that another rumor that out that's, there about?
Oh
him?
Yes, yeah. yes.
There's
absolutely.
Actually yes, a true. Video out there of it that.
Oh,
because
exciting.
As you said
the other day,
the price for the meet and greet. I this thought went through my head, and I was like, well, I can't say that, but I did.
Never mind the
this.
Meet and greets in the shower.
There's a. I'll be sweaty after joke the show here somewhere, I right? I mean, yikes.
Oh, R. Kelly. Anyway, he's also got shows, I guess, in Hamburg and Oberhausen. These dates were booked in the last couple days after Surviving R. Kelly aired. So I don't know if word just hasn't gotten to Germany or they just don't
yeah,
care.
They,
but
they don't have Lifetime, man.
And his music has spiked.
Yes, it has, actually. And let's see here. His shows were getting canceled left and right in 2017 when BuzzFeed first posted the bombshell report about the alleged sex cult. The airing of Surviving has turned up the heat. There's a lot of public outrage, but people are streaming him like in numbers that are... He's profiting from this. So,
well...
Is this from Out of the Closet?
No. This is one of his
Bum
biggest
and grind.
Hits.
It's like 93?
Yeah, this is yeah. when he was hooking up with Aaliyah.
Oh, this is years ago.
Years ago.
Is this your song, Hooman?
No, I wanted Ignition.
I like this song.
I mean, this one's all right. I like the one he
but
does with Snoop
like,
Dogg.
This is Ignition.
This is him, too?
Baby, I'm about to have me some fun.
Well, wonder why his streams
bounce,
are
bounce,
up.
Bounce.
We're
well,
streaming
you know,
him.
That used to be one of my songs for our Fridays.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Montage, and I decided...
You
I
ditched
just,
it, yeah.
I said, stop playing that.
Yeah, we can't support R. Kelly.
Yeah, I mean, I love the song, but man.
Sometimes I do just say, I believe I can believe. I just, you know, I feel it.
That's three.
Yeah.
I can touch the sky. I think about it every single
day. Oh, yeah. All
right. Whatever the words are. Fly away. I believe I can fly. Or I can stroll.
Oh, you don't know stuff.
Oh, I don't. All right.
All right. I can fly.
Hey. Oh,
oh boy.
Go ahead.
That's it.
Sure.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Sorry.
We have to play like the main hit that we all like here, though.
Oh.
Boo.
Oh yeah, this one. I thought this was Ray J.
No, Sarah.
Sorry. Booty, ba boo booty, ba 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 booty.
Look at me, I'm praying for it to stop. Honestly, this guy, we just reported who he is, and now we're playing all his songs. What's
That's
wrong with
so
us?
Good. He's so good.
Jesus!
Yeah, we still play Michael Jackson.
No, listen, no matter what we do,
booty,
the booty.
707 says, I love you, but I hate every time you guys play something from R. Kelly. Cringeworthy when you hear about all the bleep he's done.
I know, he is awful. Now play booty again.
Yeah. Play booty.
God.
I believe. Oh.
Boop
yeah.
Did.
Oh. Oh.
He does this too?
Yeah, that's R. Kelly from 1974.
Hey, if you have a kid who wants to be an actor, we have an opportunity for
you to
film a scene here in San Francisco. Sorry. They are looking for extras for a Kid Cudi concert scene.
Oh, no.
I saw Kid Cudi live.
Yeah.
I don't have any of his records or anything, but he is good.
Where'd you see him?
He opened for Lady Gaga.
Oh.
And he was great.
What kind of show does he put on? Like, what is he, like a rapper or what's his deal?
Yeah, but it was just high energy and really good. Yeah. I liked him. I don't have any, I don't know his songs. So
are there
they didn't,
dancing moves?
Yeah, there's dancing, but I didn't have anything. If I knew his music, I could say, oh, the one song.
He did a great version of.
I just watched it with no knowledge of who he was or what he does and was like, he's pretty good.
Mm.
I like him. I'm enjoying this. I'm not going to dance, but you know.
You did dance the
I
whole
did
time.
Not.
How come you keep saying that, though? You are a dancer.
Because.
I just know that you were
dancing. No. I say that because if you were at that show that day, it seemed like I'm the only guy not dancing. Like the whole place was high. The place smelled like weed,
mm-hmm.
and everyone danced mm-hmm. the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm standing there like, I think I'm
so
alone
So you're
here.
Saying you were dancing, but you
no.
just couldn't notice that you were dancing. And contrast to everyone else, he appeared to be standing still.
It just seemed like a really big party. Like Lady Gaga threw a huge rager that night.
Nice.
I was looking at the price of tickets for her show in Vegas. Outrageously expensive.
Oh my God, how much?
The cheapest ones I saw were $500 all the way up to, I don't know, like $3,000.
How long is she going to be in Vegas for? Is she doing a whole stand there?
I at least looked at a couple months worth, and I was looking at the jazz and piano one, not the whole show like Vinny's talking about. Did she play piano?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's all I want to see. I don't want to see all the glitz and glamour stuff. But
so
yeah,
it's like her doing a, oh wow, you know what? Yeah. That might be worth it though. Jesus.
I just like
can't justify.
Like
cruddy seats for $500. Yeah,
exactly.
Forget it.
Yeah.
I was extremely impressed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've seen enough shows that usually I'm like, mm-hmm. you know, the review.
Are you talking
is,
about Kid Cudi still or are you talking?
No, I'm saying I was with Gaga, the whole show, the whole thing was I was really impressed. And most shows don't impress me. Most often I'm like,
So listen, there's the movie called Lexi. It stars Adam Devine, who you would recognize.
He's funny.
Not
Lexi.
Yeah. Lexi.
It's like that. He's in Pitch Perfect, Workaholics. They are looking for a bunch of music fans, kids, to appear as extras in a concert scene featuring a performance by Kid Cudi. They're not saying specifically whether or not Kid Cudi's going to be on the scene or if these are just going to be crowd shots that they're doing. Let me see if I can find it. So can we put this link?
We did already. We actually put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook
page. So go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. They're paying you $15 an hour. It's actually coming up here pretty soon. Let's see. Filming is Tuesday, January 22nd in San Francisco. Pay rate is $15 an hour, is an 8-hour minimum. They're going to feed you. And there's a whole thing. It's like a movie casting call. They actually list the name of the movie here as The Phone. Mm-hmm. Michael Pena's in it, too.
Love him.
And
Does it say the ages, or did you already say that?
You know what? Let me see if I can find him. It says in your 20s and 30s, no acting experience. They're really not saying more than that. They're just looking for a young crowd.
All right.
So there you go. If you want to go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page and the whole casting call information is there. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
People don't
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't like to talk about their money, tipping flight attendants, and caca after these.
Caca!
Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, darn it. Hold on a second. I'm just going to pot it down.
Are we on?
We're not.
All right.
Don't blame me.
We're on now. I screwed up the thing.
You'll get used to it. You'll get used to it. Don't worry.
She's blaming me.
She's in here deleting things and like things are starting to flash on the
I'm
screen.
Over
like,
here doing my job
happening?
Is what I'm doing.
Do you hate that he has that computer now on his side?
No, it's fine, but then
it's helpful.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, you guys, right now, caller number 97 at 800-400-3697 gets a pair of 3-day tickets to Bottle Rock Napa Valley. 3-day passes. All 3 days, you get to go to Bottle Rock. Call now, 800-400-3697. There's Michael.
Sunshine.
This is Michael's show. I think he's been at every Bottle Rock.
I know.
Well, it's so easy to find him, too.
He lives here.
Well, there he is, head and shoulders above everybody else. Single-day tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m., so you can pick your day. And listen to Jane at 4:35, because she'll have another chance for you to win these 3-day passes. These are what you want. 3-day passes. Come on. All 3 days, baby. So call now, 800-400-3697. Caller number 97 walks away with them.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon here on RadioAlice.com. She's
Jane, you're playing a game called...
She's a great...
It's called Hard to Get By Its Real Name.
She's a fantastic afternoon radio show. You're going to love her. Just tune in. It's fine. All right, here we go.
Jane!
Yes, Jane. Here's what's happening. Enjoy the dryness.
You know that lasts.
Dry feeling you have right now, that's going to go away. There's a storm coming. We'll have rain tomorrow. And actually, if you look at any one of your weather apps, you'll see rain forecast through into next week.
Right. They're saying lots 7 days in a row. What weather app do you use?
I use a bunch of different ones, but the one that we're talking about is called Weather Underground.
Okay, I want to use that.
It's the dark web of weather forecasting.
It's not. It's actually, let me make sure it's Wonderground.
Oh, Wonderground?
A weather Wonderground?
Weather Underground.
Like W Underground.
Right, but Wonderground.
Wonderground.
It works well. I like it. And I marked like Tahoe's in here so I can, it's preset. Snow, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week. And Saturday. Yeah, thank you for the weather. Snow. Are you going back?
I would love to. I don't know if I'm going back. I'm very busy, Vinny.
I know.
Very busy person.
Getting that band together for
I'm
a big show.
I'm not getting the band together. There's no big
love
show.
Love it.
It's nothing like that.
Enjoy the dryness, everyone. Today's
yes,
your
today's
day.
Today's the day. I actually can see a little bit of blue sky up there, which is a first for a few days here.
So there's good news there. Looks like what we've known for many years now as AT&T Park is going to be called Oracle Park starting now, like right away.
As in, you guys said you saw them taking the sign down.
Well, they're taking the sign down. Like, they're working on that right now. Mm-hmm. It's no longer AT&T Park. Mm. It is Oracle Park. And lots of people have written in, and it's just, look, that's business. Sports is big business.
Yep.
So one of the things I saw on my little sports report, which we really don't do here, but Bumgarner might be traded or sent to
Milwaukee. Where was it?
And yeah, it's Milwaukee. But I'm like, that guy of all the guys should never wear another uniform.
Agreed.
He single-handedly won a World Series for us. The last one. When was that? 2014.
Is that the last one?
I think that was the last one. He pitched like. He went back out there and won the dang thing himself. He was like, I had already pitched and said, just put me back out there. And they did.
Good.
And then he won the whole thing. And you're going to get rid of him?
Can't do it.
Boy, you talk about sports loyalty. There is no
there
such
is
thing.
There is none.
Sheesh.
Yeah, if you ever thought there was, there isn't.
Guys, single-handedly won that ring.
It's like certain players, like they really should never be
right.
anything but what they were at their great moments.
Right. Anyway.
Sad.
So let me ask you a question about, this is just one airline that started this, but you know how this stuff gets going. So I'm curious. Frontier has just announced that their flight attendants are now allowed to accept tips.
Oh.
So forever, that was, the flight attendants were like, no, just pay us.
Yeah.
Give us a good salary. We don't want to
have to hustle for tips.
Deal with tips. We're paid employees that.
I don't like this. I don't like this.
Do you fly Frontier?
I don't, but like Vinny said, sometimes what happens at one airline becomes an industry standard.
How do you think bag fees became a thing?
Right.
Yeah.
One airline said, we'll start charging and see if people will do it. And everyone else went, that's genius. One free bag. Mm. All the rest cost money. Mm. Like, can you imagine? There you are. I mean, well, no, we're used to it now. But to me, like, no, screw you. I have to have bags.
Right. I paid for this
I'm
flight.
I'm traveling.
Right.
What do you mean I have to pay for my bags?
Yeah.
And if I don't have bags, you're going to put me on some watch list because I might be a terrorist.
Yeah. Why don't you have bags, sir?
Yeah. What are you doing traveling without a bag? Well, I don't know. You charge 25 extra bucks. I don't have that in the budget.
Right.
I'm wearing three layers
exactly.
of clothes.
Yeah. I know I look bulky. All my clothes are on me.
Anyway, that's one of the arguments against the tipping. Your flight attendant is they say, airlines should just pay higher salaries so tips aren't necessary. Frontier is saying,
right.
It's okay to do that now.
Yeah, you know, the problem is that when it's okay to do something, then suddenly people are, you know, looking for that. And I don't want to have to be, you know, as you exit a plane, you got all your stuff, you're loaded up with your carry-ons, and you're wrestling your family and trying to get out the door, and they're all, bye now, you know, standing there. Now what? I got to figure out, like, put down all my bags and reaching in my pocket, and you know that's going to delay people getting off the plane. Because, sure. Oh, no, I did want to tip you. I wanted to tip. Hold
you have
on.
Change for 20?
Can you hold this? Yes, you have change. It's like, please, that's not. Please don't do that, Frontier. I agree. Pay them a decent salary and don't worry about tipping.
People don't like talking about their money. A new survey asked people what they'd rather do than have a tough financial conversation. Huh. Like tax stuff, 401k stuff, I guess.
Right.
Where we feel out of our league.
Mm-hmm.
Overmatched.
And yet we all have to deal with money.
Well, or you just bury yourself in the hand and in the sand and you don't.
Right.
34% of people would rather post an embarrassing photo of themselves on social media than talk about finances.
Oh, all I do is post embarrassing stuff, so.
20% would rather spend an hour in jail than talk about finances.
I spent an hour in jail.
No, you wouldn't.
1 hour? Kind of interesting, wouldn't it?
Interesting?
If you knew you were getting out in an hour, yeah, I'd be like, oh, let's
Brand,
check
is
this out.
That? You want to answer that?
I mean, is it like Oz jail where I'm going to get...
I'll talk about finance all day if you want.
Yeah,
I don't want to do that.
You don't know
option.
What you're talking about. You clearly never... You come out with a face tattoo and something bad happened to you.
Getting processed is just... Yeah. That's already bad enough, though. Like,
I would think
to get naked
would
and spread your cheeks apart and
all
that.
Oh, yeah. Forget it. All right. Yeah. I'll talk about
you don't
my
want
finances.
That, Sarah.
No, maybe I do. I don't know. Can I just 16. Walk in? They put me in a cell. I'm like, oh, let me out. Oh.
That means you're getting a tour. You're not getting locked up.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
16% would rather sit through an intense movie sex scene with their parents.
What?
Yeah, that wouldn't bother me at all.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's not their parents doing it, is it?
Well, let's hope not. Because yeah, I mean, if it's my parents doing it, I'll talk about my finances.
Yeah, I mean, there's things.
Yeah. Definitely.
Where you're like, I'm not, there's no way.
I can't really see that.
Let me ask you this. Mm. Now, see, now I'm going to start playing Would You Rather, and it's not really
it's
the
right.
game we
Do
should
it.
Get.
It's fine.
Would you, okay, if I took a piece of gum out of my mouth and then put boogers all over it and then let it sit in a glass of water for overnight,
okay,
would you drink the glass of water?
What's my other option?
Oh, that's
talk
the part
about
I,
your finances.
I yeah, talk about your finances.
I'll talk about my finances.
Oh, you won't drink the water?
No.
It's just booger water.
No, I'm not drinking the water.
You love boogers.
That's
so
ridiculous.
Gross.
That's just so silly.
I like to apologize to everyone eating right now.
She likes all boogers.
Oh, you wouldn't drink the
I
water
only
either?
Like my own boogers. No.
All the stuff you do and you wouldn't drink that water?
No one's going to drink that water, Finn.
Oh, my God.
Even just the gum, I'd be like, well, I'll just talk about my finances.
Are you going to drink it?
Well, no, I'm not drinking it.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Oh.
But I've never eaten boogers. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, you guys. My niece eats boogers. I shouldn't have said that. Dump that.
Oh, wait.
I know a lady that eats boogers.
Is that Dusty's
No,
sisters?
I don't want to say anymore.
Busted.
It's such a trip because they were telling us, they go, listen, you have to stop doing that. And the daughter goes, but they're so tasty.
She did not.
Barf.
She said those words.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You loved them too, didn't you?
I don't know if I loved them. I just, I was a child and I did that.
Right.
And it's, but lots of kids do that.
I know. And it's, you find out how normal all of these things are when you have them.
Right.
And yet that one was to the extreme where I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's not, you got to discourage your kids from that.
Does your daughter do that?
No, not yet.
Know of.
Well, that's the thing about when kids get together, they see mm-hmm. what another kid's up
right.
to and they go, oh.
Well, that's when kids stop doing it, when some other kid sees them doing it and goes, what are you doing?
Gross.
And then the other kid goes, oh, nothing.
I'll do it in private.
Eating my boogers, just try it.
They're tasty.
Yeah.
There's a 42-year-old woman named Heather Carpenter in Sarasota, Florida, and she works as a substitute teacher at an elementary school.
In Sarasota, Florida.
In Sarasota, Florida. Oh. Heather Carpenter. And apparently she had a problem with the principal at the school, who's a woman named Allison Foster. So this is woman-on-woman crime.
All right. Oh, this is a crime.
Last month, Heather knew Allison, the principal, was throwing a birthday party for her daughter at a park. And Heather knew because her daughter was in the same class and was invited. So to mess up the party, Heather went to the park earlier that day and rubbed human poop all over the picnic tables and the grill.
You've got to be kidding me. What is Heather? A 9-year-old?
Right. No, she's 42.
She took
Heather Carpenter
human poop
of
and rubbed it on all the stuff that everyone was going to be using for the party.
She wound up doing $2,300 in damage to the park, so she was arrested for damaging property and criminal mischief. We assume she curated her own duke for the crime, but I don't know.
Man, what a gross break.
I know. You're disgusting, Vinny.
That is such a weird story, though. Like, who the F, who does that even occur to? Like, okay, you don't
She's
like
probably
this.
A booger eater, too.
Probably. Oh. Those gross people. Mm. Oh. I just don't understand how that enters your mind. And like, right, like, do you have to get your own number two? Like, what on earth is that
Of course
that
you do, because no one else is going to hand
old.
That over to you.
Like, you know what this makes me wonder? What else has Heather done?
Wow.
Like, really, at age 42, this is your answer to, like, how to get back at someone who's throwing a birthday party? That's your answer? Like, what else have you done?
Well, she can't get off the bench, man. She's a substitute. The principal's keeping her down.
Oh, is that
right?
What you think the
well,
problem is?
That's what I think. It's got to be. I mean, a substitute at 42? You haven't crossed to the majors yet?
Right.
There's a problem there.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
You wouldn't?
No, there's plenty of people out there that are substitute teachers.
Well, but probably by choice. But I'm saying this is what...
But she says she has a problem with this
I've
lady.
I've imagined
like some problem.
That the thing that would inspire you to do a crime like this is that you feel like this other person's keeping you down.
Yeah. A man's got her foot on my neck.
I paid my dues. Bring me up.
Mm. Yeah. My kid goes to school here. I want to teach here.
Right. Anyway, she's now in big trouble.
Yeah. Well, and everyone knows she's gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who does that? Like, that's a mental problem. Anyone who can go there in their mind and then actually do it, that person is twisted. I'm her daughter. I'm like, I need to be emancipated.
That is rough. You're right.
Yeah.
I can't really be raised by this person.
Well, now that it's been pointed out, I realize I have done a couple gross stories in a row, and I have another couple of them.
All
so
right,
I'm going to try and find.
No, like
I'm going to find.
I like it.
No,
on.
I'm calling it audible, no. And we're going to do something else.
Keep it going, Ben.
No, that's just not
Play the
an
goat
option.
Sound. Play the goat sound.
Oh, hold on. It's a cow.
No.
It's a
goat. I'm not going to do it.
Do it.
It's a cow.
I'm like, oh my God, that story's gross too. Oh God,
this really gross story.
No.
This 408, this break is horrid. Changing until Bonnie is over is obsession with Duke and Mocos.
Hey, I'm not the one who ate boogers around here.
But you are the one obsessed with it.
It's his niece. It's his niece.
I don't say that either. I take that back. It's just some lady I know. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Hey, where's the yeah?
He's just over here breaking things.
You did that. Earlier.
I didn't do it. You broke it.
707 asks: Is Hooman going to review the new movie On the Basis of Sex?
I don't know when that's screening.
Is that the Ruth Bader Ginsburg thing?
Yeah, I haven't got an invite for it.
I have a story about her coming up.
It's good news or bad?
Who's
news?
This?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh.
Well, now what have you done? What is happening? Get that off of there. I don't understand. Why do you keep
Sarah,
playing with
you
the computer?
Stop freaking out in front of me.
This is getting tense.
Yeah, this is rough.
What
I'm the
is
one.
Happening?
You just don't know what happened during that last break. You really don't. Like
I know you left your mic on earlier.
Yeah, we do know
That's
that.
What I know.
We heard that. That was weird.
How'd I do? How'd I do, guys?
I was asking how'd I do time wise. Like, did we hit 60 seconds?
Sounded pretty good, huh, guys?
Yeah. What did you say?
I do enough live spots. I don't need help. You know,
I came to a complete stop at the stop sign. What do you think?
That was 60 seconds.
I did my job today. How'd I do?
Praise me right
I
now.
I wasn't. I was asking
so
if we had hit
good?
The time.
How was that?
How did I do? When did I start? Did I stop on time? I don't need you guys to build me up anymore.
408
me.
Says, please don't play R. Kelly.
Yeah, we like to.
Play it, booty.
No,
booty.
I mean, we stopped playing R. Kelly. We were playing it because we were doing the story.
Right.
707
says,
kept
thinking of songs we like.
The promotion of a pedophile, it makes me sad to hear his music on the radio.
Yeah, it is. It's terrible.
Sorry about that.
He's a terrible guy.
Yeah.
Not just a pedophile
he's
either.
A monster.
Like, there's something really wrong with him. Or allegedly.
925 says, watch 3 episodes of Surviving R. Kelly. What a monster. But those around him did nothing. And they all knew it was happening. His older brother, who's in prison, even condones it, saying, we all have our type. Hey, I like older women, and he likes younger.
I read that, yeah. And, you know, I believe he was abused when he was a kid.
Well, isn't that always the way?
Doesn't have to be that way.
No.
Please have a female person watch and review the R. Kelly doc with who, ma'am?
Well, we gotta use that.
I'm gonna try to watch it if I could get it.
We'll get it for you.
Yeah. No, that would be good.
925 says, that, huh? Happy for John Lasseter. Hopefully he has learned and will continue to bring much love to this world. Appropriate doses of love and joy, that is.
Right.
Now, can we get Al Franken back? We need his strength and levity back in politics during this time.
We can never get him back.
Well, he's probably like, I'm over it.
Yep.
What did he do?
He did the photo. I guess he forcibly kissed somebody.
Oh, that's right. He put the boobs on their hands.
He didn't. He just held them over.
Leanne Tweeden.
Tweeden, right. We used to have her on the show.
She came in when Sarah was on maternity and co-hosted with me once.
Second time or the first time?
Second time. Oh. It was in this building.
Oh.
My buddy worked with her at Blue Torch, I think it was.
That sounds right.
She was like a host of a Blue Torch TV show.
Oh.
And he worked there and brought her in.
She had done like a USO tour with him. Did he forcibly kiss her and she's the girl in the picture with the boobs?
I don't know about that.
I know the boobs for sure, but I don't know about the kissing.
Yeah. That might have been a separate person.
Maybe.
Well, anyway, you know.
Hello, Alice Morning Crew. When am I going to get my fix of Secret Show?
Oh, today.
Today's your day.
Today's your day. Big day. Actually, there's a story I'm going to do in the Secret Show.
Oh, you saved that story.
I definitely saved it.
Oh, what is it?
Well, it's a wrestling story, I think.
Wrestling?
Or UFC story.
What?
It's girls fighting. And the thing that the one girl did to the other girl is so horrific that, I mean, and it definitely smacks of a publicity stunt. But it's like, it's one of those things where it's like this Heather, the teacher with the poo smearing. Who goes there in their head? Who decides this is the thing that they should do? And unfortunately,
During a fight.
And I can't even tell you what it is. It's so horrific. That's why I had to put it aside for the Secret Show, because it's so effing beyond the realm of things that are acceptable. Do not stick your fingers down your own throat.
But was that it? Barf.
It's not.
It
would make you, it's worse than that. Believe it or not. You can't even believe what she did. But in the Secret Show today, you'll find out. And this is for 18 and up year olds and not for prudes. So don't, if you were horrified by the break that we just did, the Secret Show is not for you.
Why horrified?
Well, there were people who said they were horrified.
Oh, come on.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a minute.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.